for a minute. I'm going to tell you some curse words in my vocabulary as far as this business is concerned. Want is one of them. Okay? Try is
another. My husband has one. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Anybody ever heard of those? I'm going to try to make $1 million. What does that mean? You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. You want to make $1 million? Great. What does that mean? You can sit in the same chair, convention after convention, leadership after leadership, and want. And if you don't put something behind it, it's never going to happen. Okay? You're going to have to make some changes. Winners make changes. You know, it's kind of funny. Andy said that he wanted me to get up and talk about a winning attitude being 98% and tell you how I think. Scary thought. So I told, I talked to my psychiatrist and said, this guy wants me to tell you, tell these guys how I think. And you know what Michelle said to me? She said, you're crazy. Guys, you know, you have to change your whole frame of thought, your whole everything, you know, when you get ready to embark down the road of winning. The first convention that I went to, this is my third convention, I went to the convention in January 2005 in Atlanta, Georgia. We got iced in. I had just met Fitz and Heather and Ralph, and I went there with my wife because I thought DNA was probably the biggest scam that ever was. I was like, what in the world is this? So we checked it out, and by the end of that convention, I was sold, the thing popped out of the turkey, I was cooked, I was ready. I was about the size of a nice big fat turkey then too. Came back from that convention fired up and trying to figure this whole thing out still. Still, I wasn't licensed, wasn't contracted, Michelle was. So I sat down with Fitz and I asked Ralph, and I talked to some other people, I said, listen, this whole income ring thing, how does that work? And I said, well, you make $100,000, you get a ring, and people start putting diamonds in it, on up from there. I said, okay, cool. So, like, if Michelle and I work the business together, and she makes, $100,000, do I get a ring? Some of you know the answer to that. Fitz said, no, man, she gets a ring. So I wrinkled my face, and I said, well, that's not going to work, because I can't wear her ring. So I figured I got to get licensed, right? A little bit competitive. Just a little bit, if you know me. I hate to lose at anything. I believe it's kind of like either it's all worth doing it, or it's not worth doing anything at all. Just either you're going to do it or you're not. You're going to be all in or all out. Okay, and that's the way I think. I'm either all in or I'm all out. So I got my license and started with the company in June of 2005. Went out on my first trip. And really had never been on an appointment, actually had never sat through a training class. I went to a few sales meetings over at Fitz's office. I talked with Ralph on several occasions. In fact, Philip, you guys do me a favor. If Ralph comes near the stage, stop him and search him, because I am wearing a tie. And the last time I wore a tie in front of Ralph, he cut it in half. So please make sure he has no sharp objects coming towards me right now. My kids gave me this tie. So I go out on this trip, I write $19,000 worth of business, okay? Why did I write $19,000 worth of business? Because that's what I was supposed to do. It's just what I was expected to do. And I was coming up through a group of people that it was normal to write $10,000, $15,000 a week in production, a week. Not wanting to lose, I'm not coming back with $10,000 or $15,000, I want to be top dog. So I went out. I told Ralph, I said, I'll be back. I'll be number one this week. My first week out. Number one that week. And I've always been number one. Not at your expense, but because that's what I'm supposed to do. I don't win at the expense of another person. I win because that's what I'm supposed to do. And I win because I want to help others win. Winners surround themselves with other winners. Okay? If you want to be one, if you've never been truly successful, to the level that you want to be, you need to surround yourself with those that are. I mean, if you come right down here in the front row right now, you see Alex Avion, and right next to him, there's 11 coaches. They've got their own, they could be sitting anywhere else, but they're plugged into their leader. Ruby Solis right behind them. Okay, they surround themselves with winners. Not that everyone else out there is not a winner, but they don't know you. They don't know how you think. They don't know if you're going to poison their mind with negativity, with I might, I want. You know the difference between a dream and a vision? Joyce? The difference between a dream and a vision, honey, and you know this just like we were talking about this the other day. When you're dreaming, your eyes are closed and you're asleep. That does nobody any good, but when you're awake, you have a vision, that's something you can write down and turn it into a goal. But folks, a winner takes that goal one step further. Because many of us have made goals, right? How many of you have ever made a goal? Show of hands. How many of you, most of the time, you put that goal away and you go back and you read it, but you don't share that goal with somebody else? Most of us don't. It does not become a vision that you are accountable for until you look somebody in the eye and you say, I'm going to make $1 million this year. And you put a deadline on it. And you run towards that goal every single day. Folks, this is an easy business, but you have to work your butt off for it. And you can't curse at me in your leaders by saying, I want to do this. I'm going to try. You know, when you go out on appointments, you don't say, I'm going to go and visit with a client and give them some information. That's not what you do. You want to pick up a check and protect a family. You change your mindset from what might be to what will be, or you will never make it. Everyone in this room, I'm telling you, it should be ridiculous that we give out $100,000 rings next year. It should be a joke because everybody should have one next year. Because it is possible for everyone sitting in this room to make $100,000 this year. Crap, excuse me, I guess I can't say crap, can I? It should be easy for you to make 100 grand in 6 months. I did it. I did it. Craig Thompson, Team Bada Bean back there did it. Talk about a winner. Talk about a winner. Where is she? Where's Beatrice? Stand up, Beatrice. Stand up. This young lady just joined the Wallace Cassidy family of the Team Bada Bean. She lives in Maryland. Doesn't own a car. She rides a bus to her appointments. She takes the city transportation and rides a bus to help with her family. Single mother that homeschools her children. She still works her full-time job as a nurse for about another week or two because her production is getting ridiculous. And she's having fun. She has every reason to make excuses about why she can't do the business. I'm a single mother. I can't do it. I have kids at home. I've got to take care of my kids. I have to go to my other job. Instead, she gets up all the time. She says, I've got to go on appointments because I'm a single mother. I've got to go on appointments because I have a full-time job. I have to go on these appointments because I homeschool my children. You know, it's not how you think. You can make an excuse out of anything you want. Everybody's got one. We all have them if we allow ourselves. A winner gets rid of the excuses. A winner motivates from within. You know, a winner, I always like to say that a winner is like water. Okay, everybody blamed Hurricane Katrina for the horrible thing that happened in New Orleans. It wasn't Hurricane Katrina, it was water. Winners are like water. They're going to find the crack, and they're going to fill it in. And they're going to do everything that they have to, legally and ethically, to win. One of my favorite teams, I mean, I grew up an OU fan. Not my favorite team in the world, but I grew up a fan. Love them. They're still today the most winning college program on the face of this planet. The Boise State showed up to win. Boise State showed up in Glendale, Arizona, determined to win. Oh, you showed up determined not to lose. They went where their mind frame went, and they thought they had that thing in the bag until somebody went. It was over. They didn't even blink when they were down. In fact, the quarterback, if they did a camera shot on him just as though he took the lead, you know, and he threw the interception and it looked like it was over and done. And he's on the sideline smiling with half of the team. I mean, what's with that? Because he knew the outcome. because he played it over and over in his mind several times before they took the field. What do you tell yourself every single day? What do you play over and over in your mind every single day? Are you telling yourself that you're not going to get it done? Are you telling yourself, I really want to make $100,000, but it's not going to happen. I can't see how it's ever going to happen. Are you telling yourself, it would be so nice to make $1 million if we were $1 million? If you look at the buttons that everybody on the Wallace and the Wallace Master Agency, it says 2007, the Wallace Group, let's get it started. Why? 2006 is history. It's over. It's done. It's starting brand new right now with a brand new mind frame. I'm standing on stage this year and tell you we're going to make $3 million next year. We're going to create outside of the land piece because they'll do easily $2 million. I'll say it right here as well next year. We're going to create one more millionaire next year. Craig Thompson says it's him. I think Jordan Brown would argue with him, but Craig Thompson says it's him. Guys, I appreciate your time. Make some changes. Change your friends. Change your address. Change your clothes. Change your attitude. Make some changes. Get your mind right. Get on track. You have three gentlemen to thank for your future, if you want it. Because they've paved the way. They've given you a twin turbo Porsche 911. And they've handed you the keys and said, drive it as hard as you want to drive it. Some of you are scared idling in the driveway. Get it out and get it running. Thank you.